Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's already Thursday, the fifth day of February, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Bev Harris from blackboxvoting.com, a corporate corruption investigator who's proven that the CIA is systematically controlling the electronic voting machine companies, stealing elections coast to coast. Turns out they were manipulating things in the New Hampshire primary. We have documented evidence of that and much more. So that's coming up in our Election 04 coverage here in about 30 minutes. We'll be joined by Bev Harris. Again, I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. And there's a ton of news we're going to race through in the meantime. We've got more guests coming up later in the show as well. And as always, we're going to have wide open phones. Remember on Monday, I went over that the fact that TiVo, your cable system piece of equipment, is watching you and tracking everything you do by name. So are most of the digital cable boxes, your satellite systems, if you have pay-per-view with a phone line hooked up to it. Well, the Chicago Tribune has that headline today. I tell you, they got to be listening to this show. TiVo users beware, Big Brother is watching. TiVo users beware, Big Brother is watching. Also, dangerous thinking, it's official, BBC. They are going to start arresting people. They're going to have complex computer systems off the data of what you buy and what you do. And they will decide if you're a terrorist and go ahead and secretly arrest you. We'll be going over that. It's actual thought crime, ladies and gentlemen. And warning you about that for a while. Look, stuff is so bad that I don't have words to explain it, okay? Stuff is so bad. By the way, there's an Associated Press article about the concentration camps for you. We'll be getting into that as well. It's all out in the open. It's just out in the open. This morning I heard CIA Director Tenet going, George Bush never lied, we never lied, the terrorists are evil, we never said they had weapons of mass destruction, and I heard the neocons going, ooh, he sure told you, you're all a bunch of liars. Well, I'm sorry, we have memories, okay, and we have the articles, and we have the video. We know you got all over the news, all of you, the entire administration, and said they did, from Ashcroft to Bush to Tenet. It's like Blair hiring Hutton in the Hutton inquiry to say that he never said there were weapons of mass destruction. Well, he did it all over television. But Tony Blair says you better apologize. He never, he's a good guy. So it's just getting so ridiculous, so unbelievable right now. By the way, Senator Grassley election forecast will get bin Laden. He said he's sure that by the election, they're going to have bin Laden for you. Well, my White House source is, 2 years ago I told you, that bin Laden died of natural causes, is literally frozen, and will be rolled out for the election. And that was a year plus before the Iraq War, and my source said no attack on Iraq this year, when they had been saying they were going in just a few months, and then that source turned out to be right. It was a year later, so that source is... turned out to be pretty accurate. We'll get into this as well. And there's another firefight between the Border Patrol and Mexican troops. We'll get into that. And it's just all coming up after this quick break. It's just unbelievable. The things that are happening, the tyranny that's unfolding right in front of us. And I got a bunch of Satanism news, mainstream articles with them murdering children and babies. The rise of Satanism, so we'll get into that as well. If you want to stay with us, Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, welcome back to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. Whether you're listening in the morning, the middle of the night, depending on your time zone, welcome to this live February 5th, 2004 edition. Again, we have the electronic voting machine exposer coming on here in about 25 minutes, Bev Harris, to get into some of the latest election fraud stuff that was going on, of course, up in New Hampshire with your loving Diebold computer machines publicly run by the CIA with their vice president, a convicted computer crimes hacker. But, you know, that's and their engineers going public saying it's all a fraud. And by the time you read about it in your paper, oh, they found a few problems. Don't worry. There's no paper ballot anymore, no records, shut up, we have the machine guns, we have the armored vehicles, we have the cameras in your neighborhoods, we're building lots of nice prisons for you, just shut your mouths, we're going to watch everything you do, the Pentagon's going to be on the streets, martial law's the next phase, lots of camps being built for you, we're the government, we love you. Go back to sleep, we're going to protect you from the terrorists. By the way, we had that live interview yesterday with Andres von Bülow, a former top member of the Defense Department over in Germany, the former head of technology in his last post, laying out the evidence of the military-industrial complex carrying out September 11th. And I'm going to be live tomorrow for the second and third hour, but I've decided to re-air that in the first hour tomorrow, first hour of the show, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you miss that, tune into that. We're also going to be posting an interview at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And as soon as that's posted, I'm asking the great folks out there to make a transcript of it, to email it to us, and we'll post it. And then millions of people do read our transcripts, can then see it and can read it for themselves. We'll even probably add some hyperlinks to documents in it and other key goodies there to expose the terrorist. Okay, again, 2 years ago, my White House source, and it is very dangerous for me to get on air and talk about this, and I said it at the time, but hey, you only live once, and somebody's got to do it, so. my source told me, again, there's a lot of Bush people here in Austin, I'll just leave it at that, that they were on Air Force One, and Lord Bush and others were bragging that Bin Laden had died of kidney failure, was on ice, and that they were going to roll him out right before the November election. And that was 2 years ago. And we put it on air. We wrote a news article about it. Paul Watson did. And it's on record. And now exactly what we said is being announced. Madeleine Albright said they've probably got him and are about to enroll him. And then we've got this other Congressman LaHood saying, oh, we've got Saddam. We're about to bring him out. Tommy Frank said that in the December issue of Cigar Aficionado. And then it happened a few weeks later. And now we've got this Army colonel saying they've got Bin Laden, and we've got it in the Chicago Tribune and Asia Times and Associated Press last week. Well, now Senator Grassley told the Hill newspaper Senator Grassley's election forecast will get Bin Laden. He doesn't bother to attend secret CIA briefings of his fellow senators because he seldom learns anything he hasn't read in the newspapers. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, is convinced the U.S. will track down the elusive mastermind of September 11, 2001 terror attacks. By the way, they admit that hasn't even been proven, by the way. This is a quote. Obviously, he'll be caught between now and the election, Grassley said Monday when asked if he is disappointed that Osama bin Laden hasn't been killed or captured. Quote, I think they're on his trail now in a way they haven't been all year. Grassley said it will happen because we'll be able to divert more resources to hunting down bin Laden. By the way, Watson wrote another good article, a compilation of different stories a few days ago. You'll want to go to PrisonPlanet.com and read it, where he lays out the facts of articles from 99 in the British press where bin Laden publicly was being protected in Pakistan by U.S. Special Forces. He is CIA. His people were flown out of Afghanistan in 2001. That's why the war took a month. That's admitted. They claim it was an accident. They loaded 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda on planes and flew them out, then arrested a bunch of goat herders and shoemakers, publicly tortured them at Guantanamo to make you think they're doing something about terrorism. Makes me very, very angry. And so you look at the evidence. Bin Laden is Al-Qaeda, is CIA, and that's just public. And he died and is going to be handed over probably here real quick, and they'll, claim he died in the firefight, and, well, here's his dead body, and or maybe they'll show us wax figurines like they did with Kude and Uzay or Uday. Yeah, it would say underneath the photo, oh, wax figurine, but hey, look at the dead bodies, wax figurines. Oh, I saw the dead bodies. And they've arrested a lot of Al-Qaeda people, and then a month later you'll see in the foreign press, the CIA say, well, we had to do this for their cover. They'll arrest some Al-Qaeda leader and then quietly release them and go, oh, well, they were a CIA asset. We staged the arrest to protect their identities. That's most of the big Al-Qaeda arrest. It's a sick joke, folks. Now, the general who left Guantanamo Bay, Baucus, who was over it, said there's no real Al-Qaeda there. The L.A. Times has reported that. I mean, this is all just stage theater. Total theater. It's like the 9/11 Commission. members of it are secretly testifying, involved in the Bush administration, covering things up, and they have this stage WWF pro wrestling show for you where, oh, we want more time. No, you can't have more time. Okay, you'll get more time. That way you can announce what happened after the election. And they say, oh, we're not going to release these 28 pages of documents. Bush doesn't want us to. Then they'll release those and there'll be nothing in them. And then it's, oh, well, that exonerates Bush. It's sick, folks. I mean, right now, the neocons are on the radio and TV. They're all over the British media saying, well, the Hutton inquiry clears Tony Blair of everything. So you better apologize to him. He never said there were weapons of mass destruction. He never, and the Hutton inquiry didn't even cover that, but they just say in the news, oh, well, apologize to Tony Blair. He never said that, and Bush never said it. And well, you know they said there were weapons of mass destruction, but they don't care. They know about half the population. If they just hear they never said it, oh, they never said it. But Senator Grassley is saying that. Jack Foote from Ranch Rescue says there was a firefight going on here today from 4:15 to 4:30 p.m. between the Border Patrol and some thugs from south of the border with rifles, God knows who, but this is happening just a few hundred yards east of our position. A Border Patrol field operations supervisor named Mike Hyatt just left here 20 minutes ago. That's Camp Thunderbird, set up by Ranch Rescue, after telling us that he had been ordered not to say anything about the firefight. We need your prayers. Many thanks, Jack Foote. So this is some new event that's happened in the last few days. We're trying to get Jack Foote on. Got that happening. Pressure on Blair to publish evidence for 45-minute claim. That is the claim that Saddam had nukes or chemicals or biologicals and could hit England within 45 minutes. Tony Blair was under pressure yesterday to publish the evidence behind the government's controversial claim that Saddam Hussein could deploy weapons of mass destruction within 45 minutes. Michael Howard, the Tory leader, led demands for the Prime Minister to agree to the call in yesterday's Independent by Brian Jones, the former leading expert on weapons of mass destruction at the Ministry of Defense, for the evidence to be disclosed. Blair triggered further controversy over the 45-minute claim yesterday when he told members of Parliament that he did not know that it related to only short-range battlefield weapons until the crucial Commons debate last March, which authorized the Iraq War, only the day before it began, which is now admitted that they, again, they all knew it was a lie and didn't care. But now they're claiming they never said it, so, again, that's like saying George Washington wasn't our first president. It's like saying the sky isn't blue. I mean, but a lot of people will buy it. I mean, George Tenet came out today and said Bush didn't lie and we never said there were weapons of mass destruction and Al-Qaeda's going to get you real quick if you don't give your rights up. Basically is what he said, and Bush gave a similar speech. So this is how they operate now. We never said it, shut up. Okay, you never said it, and you're a liberal if you do say they said it, okay? A new Al-Qaeda statement warns of major attacks on U.S. Every week, somebody on a message board saying they're Al-Qaeda, no doubt a globalist security agent, says we're about to attack you, we're about to kill you. Whenever they were saying that Saddam was working with bin Laden, which was totally false, every time they needed some evidence, somebody would go on a message board and say, yes, I am bin Laden. I work with Saddam. And they'd go, look at this, an admission from bin Laden. It's just every time they need Al-Qaeda. I guess anybody could go on a message board and say that they are, aliens from a foreign planet about to invade. The national news will say, message board, chat room, aliens from a foreign planet. I mean, this is totally incredible, but they don't care. But understand, I'm not saying they're not going to blow something up. I mean, Bush would lose to Kerry right now by, 10 points in major polls. Not that that matters with the Diebold machines going in nationwide under federal funding under the Voter Assistance Act. But, oh my goodness, look out. The approval ratings are down, and they're talking about terror attacks like I've never seen them before, saying, give us your rights, you're going to thank us, you better give your rights up. There's so much more coming up. I haven't even scratched the surface here. And we got Beth Harris coming on about election fraud with some new developments.
And, of course, your calls. So stay with us. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Attend the world's biggest UFO event from the comfort of your own home. Live on the internet, February 14th, the 13th Annual International UFO Congress is broadcasting the full last day of their week-long event. This features five researchers with stunning photos, some never before shown in public. See it all from your computer in streaming video. Guest speakers include Michael Horn. He'll tell us about Edward Billy Meyer from Switzerland, who's taken some of the clearest photos of ET aircrafts in recorded history. Dr. Norman Berggren joins us to discuss the probability of other life in the universe, providing remarkable photos from Voyager and the Apollo space missions that suggest we are not alone. And Santiago Garza will present two recent cases in England, including video footage that intrigued the entire country. These credible guests are just the tip of the iceberg. No X-Files or Twilight Zone here. This is the real deal. Catch a glimpse of the 13th annual week-long UFO Congress as it concludes on February 14th live on the internet. For more information on this first-time ever event, go to www.openhearings.com. That's www.openhearings.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
All right, I do have Bev Harris coming on here in a few minutes about election fraud. I told you on Monday and Tuesday about TiVo, type of digital cable box service that tracks everything you do and, of course, sells the data. And, as usual, some people couldn't believe it. Well, that's fine. Here's the Chicago Sun-Times. I'm sorry, I said Chicago Tribune earlier. It's Chicago Sun-Times. TiVo users beware, Big Brother's watching. So I'll get to that next hour. Also, BBC, dangerous thinking. They're going to gather all the data of what you buy and sell and do and hook up brain scanners on the streets that are already in five U.S. airports and
scan your brains and watch you and arrest you if you the computer algorithm shows you maybe a terrorist or a criminal. Oh, that's BBC, by the way. No big deal. And again, hell on earth right in front of you, worse than the most horrible science fiction movie you can imagine. Happening, the average idiot has no idea. They want to microchip all the animals. That's another article. They admit that they're giving more and more toddlers antidepressants and amphetamines. They say it's wonderful. And there's a big article here out of the Idaho State Journal about concentration camps. Do we need them? A discussion of them. Just a normal discussion of camps. Again, no big deal. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. And defense officials to boost budget for non-lethal weapons. That's crowd control weapons, Humvees with microwave guns for you and your family. We'll get into the Matrix system. Every time I mention the Matrix system, people don't believe it. No, not the movie. The state-level echelon NSA control grid. Oh, that's all coming up as well. Again, I do not have words for how horrible and dark things have gotten, but if we don't admit the horror, it's going to get worse a lot faster. Jay in Colorado, then Brandon, Mark, Trevor, Dylan, and others. Jay, go ahead.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, I was wondering if ATF is usually in charge of building fires. Are they the ones that investigate that and cover that?
Yes, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Gun Grabbing is involved in that, yes.
Okay, because there was a big fire out here in Denver before Christmas, and there was the whole screen when they were showing the scene was about 10 ATF jackets. Also down here in Denver, they just opened up a restaurant in honor of Chairman Mao. Got a statue right out front facing the street with his little hands crossed with his little uniform. Got a mural of him on the...
Well, a lot of the law enforcement colleges they speak well of Mao. Sam Houston, the big law enforcement university out here in Texas, it's communism is in the textbooks. They say is actually good. We've actually, I'm not kidding, folks. We've covered that. And what's this restaurant where Mao is a good guy?
It's like a swanky. It's in the Cherry Creek area, which is the kind of rich little section. And they got all kinds of little restaurants.
What's the name of it? I'd like to have them on.
It's called Mao's. That's it. And I was hoping that it was just a coincidence that it was Mao's when my girlfriend's boss invited us down there for a drink or something.
Yeah, you've got the middle class yuppies who love death and love being slaves, just embracing this. Hey, look, watching MTV Music Awards, or half these people have got Lenin, Stalin, Mao tattooed on their arms. I mean, I've seen 100 rock stars and Hollywood stars, at least. A lot of the young people here in Austin wear red stars, hammer and sickles, and it's all very loving. Of course, I think I'll open a restaurant with Hitler out front. He didn't kill as many as Mao. When they complain, I'll open a restaurant with Hitler. Maybe you should, right next door. People complain, go, well, there's Mao's right there.
Yeah, well, the one guy, one of the employees that was also there, is going for he's about to finish his master's. I was upset when I didn't know. I hoped that it wasn't Chairman Mao walked inside and there's all.
Okay, here's the deal. Is this in Denver proper?
It's in Cherry Creek.
Okay, listen, Stephanie. I don't have a computer in front of me. I don't allow it because I get diverted by it. Go to Google, type in Mao's. Is it Chinese food?
It's a sushi and whatnot.
Mao's sushi and Mao's restaurant in Cherry Creek, Colorado, or Denver, Colorado. And I'm not saying you're a liar, sir. I believe you. But
yeah,
I want to confirm this before I sit here and talk about it.
Well, there was Chinese employees and people sitting around eating, and I was just aghast at that. And I asked one of the employees, I went to the bathroom, and I looked up in the ceiling, there's a big Sistine Chapel picture thing. Not a Sistine Chapel with all the God and everything, but just a big mural of them on the ceiling, too. I said, oh, my God. And I asked the guy, I said, are you Chinese, man? And he said, yep. I go, you work here? He goes, oh, well, it's just a joker. I said, it's a joke.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes,
just like all these Satan bands that are out there. It's always just a joke, then the dead bodies start piling up. And I've got some news on that, 3 articles today, dead children, dead women, dead babies. And it's all just for fun, you know. And it's just for fun. You understand.
Unbelievable.
Okay, I'll check it out. Thank you, sir. Well, I'm going to open Hitler's. I mean, I don't like Hitler, but maybe he's actually good. And Mao's good. By the way, our government admits they put Mao into power. That's now official U.S. government statements, History Channel. Oh, yeah, we thought Mao was better, and so we put him in power. Okay.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
My wife, Violet Jones, is the producer of this show. And I don't allow myself to have a computer in the studio because I did it years ago and it always became a distraction. I couldn't focus. So she was listening and heard the caller claim, and accurately so, but I didn't know if it was true at the time, that a big fancy sushi and Chinese restaurant had been opened in Denver, Colorado, called Mao's, Chairman Mao's. Then it has murals of Mao and big statue of him, and Mao killed 50 million people. So my wife went online and did indeed find a news article reviewing the wonderful restaurant. And we're going to post that on Infowars.com. So everybody feel free to start Adolf Hitler's. Feel free to start Hermann Goering's. Feel free to start Joseph Mengele restaurant. Mao killed more than the Nazis by at least double. And I see Hollywood people all the time with the tattoos of him. The idiot. What's the moron boxer? Mike Tyson. Rock stars, it's so cute, Stalin, Mao, Lenin. This is disgusting. I mean, this is out of control. And we will speak out and stand up against this. And we're about to go to Bev Harris just here in a moment, but my wife has the review here for us, and I want to bring her on air. I'm begging her to do it. She doesn't like going on air. Hello, dear. Good to have you on the show. You have the review in front of you.
Hi, Alex. How are you? Yeah, I found an article from the Denver Business Journal for the week of May the 12th, 2003. And it's a pretty long article. I didn't get to read all of it, but I can tell you what it says about the Mao theme.
Yeah, tell us all about Mao's and how we can drop by. Mao had his military survive on dead children. That's official news. They would cook them in large boiling pots. Please tell them, perhaps we can, tell us about it.
Okay, it says in the article, named after China's infamous chairman Mao Zedong, the new eatery will seat nearly 220 people between its dining room, patio, and lounge. Huang said the restaurant will feature an intricate design theme that includes a variety of images of the late dictator, including a custom-made bust of Mao and a ceiling mural of Mao's Red Army that leads diners into the chairman's room, a private dining room that seats 16 people. And it goes on and on. There's, you know, it's
so the yuppies can play at being a murdering communist dictator.
Yeah, it's a long article, and in here there's some comments on him about how it's not the restaurant shouldn't be considered a homage to the controversial leader.
Oh, no, it's just murals and bust and named after him. Well, hey, let's start a restaurant called Hitler's then.
Yeah, he's saying in here, this place is not a worship of Mao. It's a sarcastic look at Mao. Well, ha, 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 you know. It's just where I would not want to eat ever.
Okay, just showing how sick the culture's gotten. Of course, I'm joking. Please, New York Times, don't say I want to open a restaurant called Hitler's. Führer Mao, Führer Hitler. Are you going to post that at InfoWars.com?
I will post it. I just want to make one quick comment that I've been meaning to tell you, and you know that I do not watch very much TV, but I will watch Trading Spaces, which is a show, it's called While You're Out. It's a design program, and I've stopped watching it because their carpenter on two occasions has sported a hammer and sickle shirt, and it's just, it's in your face everywhere. It's crazy.
No, it's just for fun. And, honey, just please, everything's fine.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
I appreciate it. Let's go to Bev Harris, then we'll go to all these calls. Bev Harris, thank you for holding while we discuss this new eatery in Denver, Colorado. You're here to, well, I guess, kind of talk about people like Mao and Stalin. It doesn't matter who casts the votes, it's who counts them, right?
Right, right. Fascinating story. That was a good catch, what you just were talking about.
Well, a listener said it, and I had trouble believing, and I thought the caller was telling the truth, but I had to check it out, and there you have it. So, Bev, tell us about yourself, the website, what you've been through, and this huge story that we're losing our right to vote in this country, and the average person still has no idea, and now we've got a new development. Kerry beat Dean in New Hampshire by only 1.5%, but on the electronic computers, he won by 10% when it was all over, and looks like the same thing we've seen over and over again.
Well, right, and New Hampshire was using a system that was never federally certified. You know, this is the story of our life. We're charging ahead, and it's like a steamroller. We're using these things that I don't know what I have to do, Alex. I think I have to basically take six rig machines, trot them out on stage in front of Carnegie Hall with Wally O'Dell, the CEO of Diebold, in a bag in handcuffs with a note pinned to his chest. I did it. You know, I compromised the system. I mean, no matter what we come forward with as proof, and it's darned solid stuff, it's documents, it's programs, no matter what we come forward with, they keep steamrolling ahead saying, we're going to use them anyway.
No matter how many employees go public and then engineers quit and say it's a fraud, no matter how many vice presidents have convictions for computer crimes,
right.
No matter how many elections Diebold gets caught entering the machines by remote access during elections, which is a crime in and of itself, no matter how much happens, and doesn't matter if MIT says it's a fraud and the other companies are a fraud and the CIA's running three of the companies, and you get into secret meetings where they're bragging about taking over, but the League of Women Voters says we don't have a right to a record of how we voted, Bev.
The League of Women Voters needs to be ashamed of themselves. I'll go public and say that. They need to be ashamed of themselves. They are one of the bad guys in this. And if they want to behave this way, I don't know how they manage to compromise the person who's the national head, because some of the local chapters are not pleased about this either.
Okay, but I'm going to try to shut up. Give folks an overview of how massive this is, Bev, because I mean, we're losing our right to vote right now. This is the dictatorship being set up.
Well, literally, what happened in a nutshell was after, you know, spending over a decade as a writer and in the early stages of my career, I wrote some pretty in-depth stuff on embezzlement. And, you know, then I took a hiatus and I did some corporate stuff and some literary publicity type writing. I found in October of 2002, I looked at how the voting system was done, and I saw that they had removed the audit trail. In other words, they'd a vote counting system is an accounting system for votes. It's bookkeeping. It adds up the votes, and you make sure they're correct. And they had removed the checks and balances that allow you to audit the system to see that it was done correctly. Well, I knew as soon as I saw what they had removed that somebody would walk through that door and tamper an election and would not be caught, because you can't remove the safeguards in something like elections without that kind of thing happening. And as I proceeded to look into it further, I was kind of trying to answer questions to reassure myself, you know, that it's not so bad, you know. And so I would ask, well, you know, surely these companies, you know, are operated by, you know, some very safe and wonderful government body. Well, no, they were private for-profit with secret owners. And when I was able to uncover who the secret owners were, they were vested interests.
Senators. And
yeah, senators and people who were, you know, hanging out.
Deputy directors of the CIA.
One of the guys who is an owner of Hart Inner Civic, he's one of the main investors, was the guy who bought the Texas Rangers from Bush, Tom Hicks, who's associated with Clear Channel, and he's got a bunch of but he's, you know, Wally O'Dell with Diebold was promising to deliver the votes to Bush. By the way, you know, there's three parties. There's the Republicans, the Democrats, and the corrupt. You know, the corrupt is what we're really concerned with here, and they draw from both the Democrats and the Republicans. It's not necessarily a specific party doing some
sort
of conspiracy.
Yeah, they're all fighting like mafias.
It's a group of guys who are not trustworthy, who are taking advantage using illicit means.
Basically, Bev, from all that I've done, you know, 8 years of research on this, the systems are a fraud, and then it's whatever mafia is controlling the systems that decides the outcome.
Right, because I can tell you that the among the people who are appalled at what is happening to the integrity of our voting system, you find a lot of Republicans, you find libertarians. I mean, this is not an issue of a particular political party. That's really a misunderstanding people have. It's an issue of people. It's kind of a business crime, if you look at it. It's about money. You know, it's about people who want to be able to control decisions that are made, which allocate billions of dollars to certain industries. So it doesn't have to do with what party you're in. It has to do with ethics. And, you know, you've got a system where we set it up and we pushed it through where you cannot verify that the votes were counted correctly. And if you can't verify it, then the bad guys are going to come in and compromise it. It's as simple as that. You have to have something with checks and balances.
Bev, you started your investigation of the fact that it's designed for fraud, the electronic voting machines with these wireless internet connections that nobody knew about. Nobody can look at it. There's, you know, it's all controlled. Then we find out from California to Tennessee that these electronic voting machine companies have been caught manipulating things.
Well, and I would say that's a little bit strong in terms of have been caught manipulating things.
Wait a minute. Bev, in California, they got caught changing the votes. In Texas, Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports, you know, more votes get cast for somebody than there are voters.
We know that they count incorrectly. You know, there's two reasons they can count incorrectly. It can be an error, which is not acceptable, or it can be fraud. In other words, an error with intent. And it's harder to prove that the error has intent, although you can, you know, kind of draw conclusions if you see a number of errors. We do know now, though, that there are some locations where we can even prove that there was an error with intent, meaning, you know, deliberate fraud.
Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah, but we know, I was able to document over 100 cases where we were able to prove that the machines miscounted the election, and by large amounts. One of the frustrating arguments you hear is people will say, well, but, you know, with these optical scan systems, which are also computerized, that's where you fill out a piece of paper and put it through a scanner, they're just as dangerous because we don't use the piece of paper to check the machine tally, so we only use the machine tally. And they'll say, you know, oh, well, yes, but if there's a recount and it's a really, really close recount, like within half of 1%, we can pull the paper ballots. Well, you know what? If you're going to tamper with an election, why in the world would you make it within half of 1%? You wouldn't. You'd make the spread big enough so that people wouldn't trigger a hand recount. So that's such a silly argument. But then, even if they did, one of the things I discovered when I looked at the actual program was that it had multiple sets of books. In other words, if you did a spot check and you pulled these paper ballots, assuming you even had them, they've taken them away from some of the machines, but if you pull the paper ballots for a spot check, it pulls the data from one set of books. And if you look at the totals, which is what's submitted, you know, to decide who wins the election, it's a separate set of books. So unless you can't do it with a spot check. You would have to actually pull every single vote and do a 100% check in order to determine whether or not the system had been manipulated, because a spot check would never find it because there's two sets of books. And the spot check comes from the correct data, and the winning totals come from the other data, which can be manipulated.
And, Bev, the companies are lobbying that there never be a record, and you're right. The past systems had a lot of fraud and openings for fraud.
Sure.
But now, under the Voter Assistance Act, billions of dollars to federalize elections to make the states put these systems in.
Right.
And with it being all computerized, this allows fewer people to mass manipulate the entire system.
That's the point. People will say, oh, well, but they've manipulated paper ballots. But, you know, you could only do that on a, you know, it was really kind of inconvenient. You couldn't do that on a statewide level. You'd have to go from place to place to place. Understand that in Georgia, we had 22,000 machines, the entire state of Georgia, and we now know that one man who's a resident of Canada actually created a program that no one looked at that affected 1 million votes. One man, 1 million votes. That's what computerized voting does. And we know that that happened. And now Georgia has wiped his program off the computer. It's disappeared. Nobody will ever know what was on those Georgia computers. But only one guy even looked at what was in the program.
Well,
so,
ma'am,
you know, that's a big difference from, you know, what happened with Lyndon Johnson in Wells County, Texas, where he was, you know, there was 202 ballots cast in alphabetical order, ironically, which caused him to win the senatorial race in 1948. But that's 200 ballots. This is 1 million ballots.
Absolutely, Bev. And, you know, for people to go, oh, the government wouldn't do that, they're good, governments never rig elections, let's just go back to sleep. Okay, well, they've designed these systems. The engineers have gone public from multiple companies where people outside can get in. It's open to hackers.
It's open to hackers. And it's not just Diebold. People, you know, Diebold, the reason that Diebold has taken such a lot of publicity heat is because I found their files. You see, these companies keep their files secret. But I was able to, for whatever reason, luck or, you know, a force from above helped. I found 40,000 files. It was the crown jewels.
And again, these idiots, explain how that happened. They had a open door on their main website. They were storing documents on a server that had a hole in it from the main web page.
Well, it didn't even have a hole. It was just open. In other words, you know, you go to a web page and there's links down the side, and down the left-hand side it said press releases, staff, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was clicking each link, and the bottom one said FTP, which stands for File Transfer Protocol. I wasn't that familiar with what that meant at the time, and I clicked it just to see. You know, I'm reading the press releases, I'm reading the staff bios, I click FTP, takes me right in, and I'm looking at this page with all these different file names on
Bev,
it. And,
Bev,
you know,
couldn't this be good people inside? Because we had, what was it, the 98 election, where somebody at ABC News, days before, posts the exact releases for the election on the main website?
Well, I remember that. In fact, I have actually got a screenshot of that website because I figured it would disappear. And it was You're right. 24 hours before the election, the results were posted, and they said, "Oh, we were just running a test," but it was very detailed, and it was race by race, and it was very close to the final results. It wasn't exact.
Well, a bunch of them were exact. Some of them were a little off.
Right.
I mean, because I have a copy of that in the file.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it.
If you were just telling me this on the air, I might say, oh, I don't know. But I actually have a screenshot of that site because somehow I wandered across that in my research, and I was incredulous. It was and it was on an official ABC server, and it had the results were posted 24 hours early, which is sort of like one of the things, you know, in California that happened was with San Luis Obispo County is they had a vote total show up. When I was going through all these files I found on the Diebold website, one of the files was a San Luis Obispo vote total. Well, there's an activist by the name of Jim March in California who's just a really entertaining and great guy. And he looked at it. And I said, well, this might be, you know, some sort of a test. And then we looked at the date on the file, and there's an audit trail. It's not just the date that it was put on the site, but there's an audit trail that's in the file that gives the date of every time it's been opened. And the thing was run 5 hours before the polls closed and ended up on an open website 5 hours before the polls closed. Now, you understand that it's illegal in California to count votes before the poll closes.
And by the way, I have the article. The numbers ended up matching up as well. Just magically, they knew what it would be 5 hours before the polls closed. It's magical. But they make a lot of mistakes, a lot of elections to steal here. Bev, we're going to come back to you and get into more news.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
We've got Beth Harris about 15 minutes into the next hour. And if I start hyperventilating while she's on the air, it's because it freaks me out that we're losing our right to vote in America and that the CIA is involved and that the whole thing's a total fraud. And that the average person has no idea. This is how you're supposed to behave. Imagine a movie, a science fiction movie, where the government's taking over the right to vote, stealing elections. I mean, imagine how the people would act who were finding out about it. And we've lost our capacity to get angry and upset. I've spent years looking at this. I got video of League of Women Voters punching out the names, engaging in fraud in the 80s. I mean, I've got just books and videos and documents and thousands of cases of election fraud and stealing elections and just, it's horrible. And by the way, I know people inside the lottery. I've talked to folks. I've seen the evidence. Bush and his cronies here in Texas. You know, sometimes they'll reshoot three or four times the lottery balls coming out. That whole thing staged all over the country. I mean, things are bad, folks. Things are really bad. And I don't have, again, words to explain how evil things have gotten and how naive the general public is. Before we go back to Beth Harris, I've made 10 films. I've written a book, Descent into Tyranny. I've published a book, Order Out of Chaos. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get the videos. Make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. Air them on Access TV. Warn the people about who really carried out the terror attacks. You heard the former German defense minister and minister of technology on yesterday agreeing with me on this. You need to see the proof of who the terrorists are. These people are killers. They're dead serious. And we better expose them. Our lives depend on it. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free. My films are $25.95, $20 when you order three or more. They're all over 2 hours. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Your purchase also makes this show possible. Again, folks, you need to get the films, the books, the anti-tyranny t-shirts, all of it, at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. The new films are Matrix of Evil, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. We're going to go to break here in a second. We'll come back and go to Mark, Trevor, Ed, Roger, Brock, and others. I'm sorry to all the others that hung up. It's just we've got a guest on. And Bev Harris, before we break and get back into election fraud and some of the new developments and what happened in New Hampshire, you've got a new book out, Black Box Voting. People need to get it. How do folks get it?
They go to blackboxvoting.org. And now it's available for those who can't afford it or who can't wait to get it in the mail. It is available online for free. I've got all the chapters up, and they're the latest chapters. They have some new information even from what was up last fall. And they can also order it directly from me, or they can order it directly online from Plan 9. We have actually a couple of versions. My company is publishing the bookstore and the library and doing the direct sales.
And again, I tell folks to make copies of my videos. You say the book's up for free.
Get out there and get it. It's too important.
That's right.
And frankly, some of the people who are being robbed of their vote are people who can't afford it because they're unemployed.
And I want to ask these people out there, do they appreciate what you just said? It's free. Will you get it and get it out to people, folks? Is America worth it?
Now, there's another thing that I really am asking your listeners to do. If they have enough funds to buy books, what I need them to do is order some books from me or from the other publisher and get them sent, order them on behalf of public officials and get the books into the hands of public officials.
Yes.
Because let me tell you something. They are trying to blame these fiascos a lot of times on the local county elections people who are sometimes never told how, and in fact, I know they're not told how insecure these machines were.
Well, yeah, you got
and
the
then something goes wrong and they get blamed.
You got the voting machine companies doing it by remote control. Stay there, second hour coming up, blackboxvoting.org.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened.
You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.